My Giants season is over. Ending with another close loss last night. Four games they lose by last second happenings. And that's what separates the good teams from the bad teams, producing in that critical moment. And the Giants this year just couldn't do it. It's time to bring in Mike Kozy with the Check on Sports. Good morning there, Mike. How are you this morning?
How are you?
Good. I mean, you know, I watched the Giants do what they do, and I knew they were going to do it. But they lose once again in the last minute of the game. And John Madden always had one thing to say. I don't want to hear you complain about last-minute losses, because those last-minute losses are what separate the good teams from the bad teams.
Giants stink.
Well, they're terrible.
They suck. They're awful.
Yeah, but how awful can they be when they lose by...
Well, here's the M.O. Unlike you're saying, good teams don't choke in the last minute.
No, you're right.
And the Giants consistently do it.
That's exactly right. But
they had 3 wins last year. They got 5 wins this year. And they're just as bad as they were last year,
if not worse,
because last year's team just quit, and this year's team can't win.
This year's team is much better than last year's team.
Much better.
The offense?
Much better.
Averaging 30 points a game last year.
And giving up 40.
But I'm not. But you see, Mike, you just give no quarter. That's your problem. You give no quarter at all.
With the Giants, it's black and white.
It's not
black
and white.
You're good or you stink.
The Giants
stink.
The Giants ran the last 4 games of the year without their wide receiver. And still,
one guy. So their entire team is focused around one guy.
No, but you know that one guy delivers double coverage, and they still almost won each game. So don't give me the points, just don't give me their problem. Mike, don't give me the crap that they weren't better than last year. They were better than last year.
Marshall, how many points did they give up this year? 400?
Doesn't matter. They're a better team.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Mike, they're a better team this year than last year. Period.
No, you know who's a better team than they are last year? The Cleveland Browns.
That's true.
That's an improvement.
Not
what the Giants did.
You're wrong. The Giants Giants are a much better team than they were last year.
All I know is in the beginning of the year, Las Vegas had the over-under for the Giants at 6. They were right again. Everybody's saying, oh, no, there's no way the Giants can lose. Be worse than a 6-win team. Guess what? They are.
All right. Well, enough of your annoying commentary on the Giants.
It hurts to know your team sucks, but they suck.
Okay, they suck. All right,
but they do.
They suck less than they did last year.
Because Beckham didn't play is the reason why the Giants failed
in the last 4
games. They give up more points than a basketball team.
Okay. All right.
They do, Marshall.
I agree with everything you're saying, except for the fact that you're saying that they're worse than last year. They're not.
They're not any better.
They're a much better team than last year.
Oh, my God.
A much better team than last year.
Then I guess the Jets are better than last year because they won 4 games.
I don't watch the Jets, so I can't tell you about their coaching. I can't tell you about the way last year where they just quit and this year they didn't quit. I can't tell you that because I don't watch the Jets. I watch the Giants, and I know that the Giants did not quit this year after they were 1-7 like they did last year.
They did not quit.
Last half of the year, they were 4-4, and they were in every damn game.
Well, for a team that played hard every game, winning 5 is not a big testimony to how good you are.
All right, let's go on to
the
other
Bungles
teams.
The Bungles won more games than them.
Okay, let's go. At least we got the 5th draft pick, anyways. So let's go on to what else?
Don't screw that up.
Why? They didn't screw
up. I'll tell you what, that kid Barkley's good.
He's. Do you realize he didn't fumble all year?
That's pretty amazing. He's a good player.
He didn't.
I don't know how he wound up on that team.
He didn't fumble all year. He caught the most casts.
He's fast as hell.
And he's strong. And he didn't fumble all year. And you know what? He's not a big mouth player.
He's fast as hell. He's the real deal. I don't know who's going to win Rookie of the Year, him or Mayfield. It's going to be close.
It's going to be real close because Mayfield did a great job as well.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday's game, they were in a position to win yesterday, and just a little bit of, I don't know if it was cold feet or what, but it was in that last drive, they gave themselves an opportunity to win and just folded up when they were near field goal range. But I mean, the Browns are 7-8 and 7-8-1, which is amazing, just amazing, because this team's been a doormat of the league forever, and they were on the verge of having an over a 500 record. So,
you know, the rest of that division better watch out next year, because he's got a full year under his belt and he's going to come back.
The rest of that division's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, how pathetic is this that two teams out of the NFC East are going to the playoffs?
Well, the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East, and the Eagles are one of the hottest teams in football right now. That's how they're going. Don't count the Eagles out to not go out easy. They're going to get, whoever they play the first round, they're giving them all they needed. The Eagles are playing real good football. They may be playing better than the Cowboys. They may be playing better than the Rams. The Seahawks are playing good going in. There's a lot of teams playing pretty good going in without good records. And if you're the Rams, you better be leery of things, because yesterday they gave up a heck of a lot of points to a lousy 49er team.
All right. Well, I'm upset, Mike. My daughter, who is never interested in football, she's got a real great boyfriend, and she's now a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Good for her.
Oh, my God.
Good for her.
Oh, my God. She was at the game last night, the Washington game.
Good. Yeah. She's a real fan.
She
traveled to watch him play.
Yeah. Yeah, for her boyfriend. He's a nice guy, but I know why he always wears green. Yeah, I know. Oh well, but he's not from Philadelphia, so that's a plus.
Wow, how do you root for a Philadelphia team not being from there?
I think he's got family or something like that, but he's just a Philadelphia fan. So
he didn't become one last year, did he?
No, I think he lives in Virginia, and I think that, you know, he always is probably just pick the team to become a fan of. That's all I can say.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
All right. So anyway, I'll tell you what. I didn't stay up for it, but the Colts made it into the playoffs.
Yep. They got a couple breaks early and just stood pat with it. it's amazing how yesterday the Texans, they sat out their quarterback knowing that, you know, they were looking at the big picture yesterday, and they just did what they had to do to get into the playoffs. The Colts, I think they won like 9 out of their last 10 or something.
Seven out of their last 9, yeah.
They're playing pretty good, too. The team that you really have to go against going into the playoffs are the Ravens. They stink. They're pretty awful. For a 10-win team, they're pretty bad. And the Steelers last week, how they played against the Saints, looked like a world-beater team. And then yesterday they struggled to beat the Bengals.
And they're out. They're looking in.
No, they're on the out looking in. So there should be another coaching change there. A couple of them got axed already yesterday. The Jet coach finally got axed. But I don't know. The Jets are the Jets. Tampa Bay got axed. So then there'll be more to come.
All right, now, how do we do with our picks?
You were 2-1. You picked the Giants, and I went 3-0. So I finished the regular season at 59-25. And you finished 24-29-1.
Ooh! With my Giants.
I'm sorry, 54-29-1.
Oh, I was going to say, I was with my Giants, I was 24.
Yeah, you should get 5 losses for picking them.
All right, anything else to talk about in sports before I head to
the college? Yeah, the college playoffs Saturday night.
We knew that was going to happen.
Notre Dame stinks. I heard Notre Dame picked up UConn and St. Peter's College next year to make sure that they have a undefeated season again. They get exposed every year as fakes.
You know, the game that I love watching was the Alabama game because...
You know what? Saban pulled the dogs on that game because they could have probably beat them 70-14.
So it's, and I'm a Clemson fan. I like Clemson, so
they're good.
Yeah,
they're real good.
Fan.
And what's this? The third year in a row they're playing each other.
Yeah.
So it's Clemson, Alabama, part 3, and it just shows you how much further ahead than all the other programs these guys are. And it just shows you how good Georgia is, because Georgia should have beat Alabama. So you have three top teams in college football with Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia, and then you have everybody else.